Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And now out of the gun, Brady and the Pats face a fourth down and six. Hollister slot right inside of Hogan. Edelman slot left inside of Dorsett. White in the backfield to Brady's left. That's... Tom takes the snap. Pocket holding. A throw down the middle for Edelman. Incomplete. He got entangled with Logan Ryan, who eventually swatted the pass away. And Logan Ryan, the former Patriot, and his teammates celebrate as they come to the near side.
Get ready to start our buses.
Bad day for the Patriots yesterday.
Yeah, top to bottom.
Bad day. Not a competitive outing for the Patriots in Nashville. I'm stunned. You know, pregame, all I could think about was, how the hell would the Titans win this game? How in the world would they pull this thing off?
Muddy it up.
Not thinking Patriot that everybody on the roster for the Patriots, aside from maybe a handful of players, would totally suck yesterday. I didn't see that one.
If you play like you did in Chicago with the turnovers and a couple of injuries, that's how you would win that game. And they didn't even turn the ball over.
No.
Imagine if they turned it over, what it would look like. 50-50.
I can only imagine.
Man.
Bad day all the way around. I mean, just not even competitive. They got their asses kicked. It's crazy when you see that.
I really don't understand.
I'm sorry it is. It's nuts to see the Patriots really get beat that badly.
I really don't understand on how third and two, when you have James White, you have Julian Edelman, you have Chris Hogan, you have Dorsett even. Or Hollister, put him in motion, rub him off the tight end, or Josh Gordon on a slant route. You're throwing a fade down the sideline. That's an indicator of something ain't right. Whether it's a decision, whether it's a play call, whether it's the route. Like, Josh Gordon's best thing is running slants because of his strength, his size. You can bang it on him. He can be covered. Yeah, I know he dropped one earlier in the game, but you still went to him 12 times. You went to him 9 times after he dropped that one.
This is their worst loss of the year. Easily.
Oh, God, yeah.
Easily their worst loss
of
the year.
Right.
And
way worse than Detroit.
Yep. It's the worst because of the time of year that it happens. It happened in November. The last time the Patriots suffered a lopsided defeat like this, this late in the year, you know, we're talking month of November now, you've got to go back to the year 2000, as Jeff Howe pointed out yesterday, right after the game ended.
All right.
Do you know what game that was?
2000. So
it's memorable for one reason, and it wasn't that they got beat that badly. It's memorable because Tom Brady came into the game.
I don't know.
They were playing the Lions on Thanksgiving.
Huh.
And they lost 34-9.
Huh.
Yeah, November 23rd, 2000.
I remember that one.
That's how far you have to go back to find a loss in which the Patriots lost this badly this late in the season. 34-9.
Was that the throwback uniform game?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Wow.
Yes, it was.
I thought they won that
one. Sure, Brady's first appearance ever was in the throwback?
I think it was. Hold on. Let me double check. I just read it. Hold on. Maybe I'm wrong about this.
That doesn't sound right.
No, that's why, right, Jim.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was reading it for a different year.
Okay.
It redirected me to a story from a different year. No, you're right. But that's the game that they first had Brady in.
Wow.
2000. Brady did play there as a starter with the throwbacks later on, I believe.
Right. We didn't really count that year, so this is like the first time ever under Belichick.
Oh, the first time ever in the Brady-Belichick era. 2000's not really. He wasn't the starter. That was a 5-11 year. It was a lost year. It's weird. I was just talking about that season with you the other day. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
We won't say why.
Right.
Jim, you don't remember why we were talking about that?
No.
I said that even good coaches can have a bad first year.
Still don't remember, but no, it's okay.
Okay. We're not going to say why. It'll get someone upset if we bring up why we brought that up. 617-779.
You comparing him to Gruden?
No. It's not his first year. Well, it is. I guess it is his first year. I was like, but he's been there before.
So if the Raiders go on,
it shouldn't count as his first year.
The Raiders go on to have like 10 years of success, though. This is you're going to look at this year like we look at 2000.
Yeah.
Completely lost year.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. Irrelevant. Starter year. So that's how far you got to go back. That's just been a long time since that has happened. And Zoe, this team to me lacks the toughness to play well on the road. Mental toughness, not physical toughness.
And it should scare you with the fact that, okay, now you're not sitting up front. You're not, you know, in control of things. You're watching scoreboards now to where you're probably going to have to go on the road for a game. Minimum one. Might just be one. Might be two. Shoot, it might be three. No, you'll host. You'll host a wild card.
I was going to say, so right maximum. Now, right now, they're playing
you're
on wild card weekend.
You're the number three seed. Right.
They're playing on wild card weekend. How is anyone, regardless of how well they play. So, by the way,
you can potentially face this team as the number six seed.
They have the bye.
Right.
Right. And so when they come out of the bye, 3 of 4 on the road.
Right.
3 of 4 on the road. The one home game is December 2nd here against Minnesota.
Yeah.
They don't suck.
No,
that's a good team.
No,
that's one of the good teams in the league.
I think that's your second best good team left.
So you've got
Pittsburgh's one, Minnesota's two.
You've got a month of football where 3 of 4 are on the road. You luck out by playing the Jets, who are a total mess right now.
You're not going to have to wait till week 17.
But
I know there's a lot of football. You got 1 month to figure this out.
You're at Miami, where they have had hiccups before in the division.
I hate that spot.
Zoe hates the spot. He's been talking about that all year. Hates going to Miami. Hates this team going to Miami.
I looked at that game. Everybody looks, oh, yeah, Tennessee. Everybody wants to go to that one. Well, everybody likes Pittsburgh. God, that Miami one first week in December could be 97 degrees that day.
Bad spot. And then the other road game
clock.
At Pittsburgh. Who in their right mind would pick this team right now to go to Pittsburgh and win down there?
I would.
Even if they win every game between now and then.
See, I think they elevate to this is the problem with the team. I think this team could play to the level of competition. And if you view Pittsburgh as a tough game, as a good game, and you've been there, you were there, you had to win tough games against them last couple years. You had them in the playoffs. Pittsburgh is fresh in your memory. Tennessee is not fresh in your memory. Yeah. I'd pick them against Pittsburgh.
So they'd play up to the level of the competition is what you're saying.
I think they'd play up to
Which
Pittsburgh's
indicates
level.
They're overlooking games
they're building,
like yesterday.
Yep, and that's
they
a bad trade.
They overlooked the opponent.
That's a bad trade.
They were already, keeping an eye on the bye week coming up?
They should have pounded them yesterday. I'm sorry.
Getting their, you know, travel plans ready for Costa Rica or wherever it is they're going.
You didn't even think it would deemed worthy of playing your tight end.
Did you hear Brady?
What?
And you know what? They didn't need the tight end to win that game.
No. That's why he was inactive.
Yeah, they didn't need him. If they could have won the game without their tight end. Did you hear Brady after the game? Were you in there for that?
No, I was already on the bus.
Listen to what Brady says, and he sort of catches himself saying it.
In the NFL, it's hard to win. You can't expect just to show up and win. That doesn't give the other team enough credit. Today, we just played a bad game. And, you know, you see what happens. And hopefully there's more urgency as we go forward. You know, our whole season's ahead of us. And, you know, we'll see what we do with it.
You can't just show up and expect to win. Can't just show up and expect to win the game. That is, we overlook this one.
Yeah. Yeah, you could term it that.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's saying, we showed up and we just expected it. We were going to win.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. It's like what the Celtics are doing right now. They just expect to be, you know, winning games and be right back in the playoffs again.
Right.
That's what they expect. So that was ugly in a lot of ways yesterday. 617-779-0985. We'll get back to your calls. We've got today's takeaways at 150, which will feature quite a bit of sound from yesterday's game.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Waits on the snap, and he takes it. A give to White. He starts to his left, flips it to Edelman, who throws it right for Brady. Makes the catch, stumbles at the 40, and he dives close to the first down marker. Tom Brady makes the catch on the reverse wide receiver pass, but he stumbled toward the first down marker, unable to get there.
Hey, at least he caught it this time.
Off to Lewis. It's a reverse pass as he gave it up to Jennings, who threw it left-handed to Mariota, and he runs it across the 40-yard line of the Patriots.
Wow.
As the Titans gave the Pats a taste of their own doing.
Great.
Now they got the same play the Patriots ran with Tom Brady on the previous series.
It's a great call.
You had the double reverse pass. What goes through your mind when that play comes?
Well, I wanted to see if it looked any better than there, so.
And did Marcus catch it better than Tom did?
He got up quicker than Tom did. I know that.
Mike Vrabel shoving it right in the Patriots' face.
Sure is.
That's what he did.
Did you hear me groan? I could even see it coming. Before he even threw the ball, I'm like, oh. He played again. Play the call of the New England one, or Edelman throws it to him. He didn't even release it yet, and I just saw Brady release out the backside, and I'm like, oh no.
Hey, credit to Edelman for throwing the ball, for actually being able to get that out cleanly. Did you see the play, Alma?
He had to elevate to be able
to make sure he got that to Brady.
I think that's why I groaned, because I thought it was going to get blown up.
Left foot forward for Brady. Waits on the snap, and he takes it. A give to White. He starts to his left, flips it to Edelman, who throws it right for Brady. Makes the catch, stumbles at the 40.
The design of it and the motion and oh god, this is going bad. Like, you just thought if anything could get worse, okay, here you go. And then of course he fell short of the first down sticks.
A give to White. He starts to his
he didn't even get it that old man yet.
Great recognition.
Oh, not again. That's scary. That is scary. That you're resorting to that stuff, that type of stuff.
2 weeks in a row, they've gone to that type of stuff.
Sure have.
They felt the need for it.
Yep. You know that little intro there, a little jingle, gets you a little. That's like Christmas music almost. Gets Jim all fired up for Christmas. You know what I watched on a plane last night? Elf.
No, really?
I'm ready to go.
You watched Elf.
Everybody's watching all these movies. I watched Elf. I said, you know what? I had a bad day. We had a bad day today. I'm going to fix that. I'm going to turn that frown upside down. That movie makes me. I sit there and giggle.
Is there anyone on the plane that kind of like frowns upon you giggling and enjoying yourself if they're in a sour mood driving?
I laugh to myself. I sit there. That.
Oh, like
there was a guy we used
that.
To travel.
Laugh.
There was a guy we used to travel with that was one of Gil's buddies that had him a good old leg slapping time on. He would always watch George Carlin. We'd be on those long flights from Denver or Oakland, and he'd be. I'm like, what the hell is going on? I'm texting Capella. Tell him, shut up. To the point where,
after a loss?
To the point, yes, where Denver, or one of the Denver losses.
Yeah.
Where the head coach would peek around the corner and look back at who's laughing.
Oh, no.
It's back when he used to sit up front in the old Delta flight. Sharpie, let me write that name down.
Steven, right? Write this down. Steve, write this down.
Radio, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Row 12. I'll see.
It's that funny? It's not that funny.
Check the charts when we get home.
Get all yuck.
We've got somebody special on the line. Deserving of such an introduction, Hardy's been very concerned about him the last week.
Ken
and Lowell. Hi, Ken.
Ken!
Gentlemen, how you doing?
You sound better already, Ken. What's going on?
How you been, pal?
Well, I want to apologize for my indiscretion a couple weeks ago.
Classy,
yeah.
But
what happened? Yeah, what was going on with you last week?
Well, I've been here and there and everywhere, whatever. You know, just
I've been there.
Better left unmentioned there. But
it's okay.
Last night after that game, right? I was so traumatized. I was thinking about going to down to the Social Security place and applying for SSDI based on trauma and depression and stuff.
It's a good joke.
Is that a joke?
It is a joke.
I was thinking about it, but then I realized, you know what?
What'd you realize?
Nobody expected us to go undefeated this year anyway, right?
Well, and they'd already lost a couple of games, so that one was kind of out the window anyway.
Yeah.
But what's the problem with going 13-3 or 12-4? I mean, we've done it before.
As long as Kansas City doesn't go 12-1, 14-2. See what you do to me,
Ken? 66 times. It did ahead.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, we won the Super Bowl with an 11-5 record one time. So
that's right, Ken.
I'm trying to put a positive spin on this some way.
And that's why we love you, Ken.
In some way, shape, or form, you know, because people have got to be jumping off of bridges and stuff.
Well, the problem is you get 2 weeks of jumping off bridges until they roll back out there.
And that's another thing. This bye week, we need it. I mean, we, the fans, need it. We really do need this bye week. I can't watch another toilet flush like what we just saw yesterday.
Yeah. Yep. You need a break.
I can't take too much more of it. You know
what
I mean?
You need a break.
When's the last time you've been to a racetrack?
Well, that's another thing I want to talk to you about. This is the worst Breeders' Cup I ever saw in my life. I mean, you had one bum, and he paid $53.40. And everything else was $7.60, $9.20.
Not even worth your time.
No, I know. You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. You might as well just save your money, get a six-pack, and watch the D.C. Clemson game. And that's another thing.
Oh, that's
another thing.
I'd rather peel my toenails off.
Go on, Ken. Tell me more.
All right. The spread was, I was listening to Toucher and Rich this morning, right? Rich said he's going to put down a C-note on D.C. getting 20 points. And I'm thinking because this is during the time, the once a week they have these, the sports gaming guys, what are the bankroll boys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the handicappers.
The bankroll boys.
Yeah.
Number one, why didn't they point out to Rich, like, don't ever bet a whole number. Like, buy a half a point. Why didn't Rich buy the half a point? He would have won.
Rich doesn't gamble.
Yeah, he doesn't know what he's
doing. Well, he said
I don't know what I'm doing.
$100 in the
I'd
game.
Be the same way. I'd do the same thing Rich would do. Yeah, whenever you give me a ticket. Right.
20 points, though. That was exactly. It would have been a push. You don't get squat.
Good job, Ken. That shows personal growth.
Yeah.
Shows personal growth from a week ago.
We're glad you're doing better.
He's up and running now.
Whatever.
All he needs for Debbie and Quincy to call.
You like his intro that I gave him, though?
It's very good.
I think you should get that every single time.
I agree.
Every single time from now on.
And see how he comes out of the gate.
Yes.
Once you release him.
Does he come out strong?
Well, we need the bell when the call starts, too.
Yep.
You
sure there's no other shows that use that intro? Like for one of their people?
What? Who? No. Who are you talking about?
Nobody.
I don't get. Do you know what he's talking about? I don't know what he's talking about.
I think he's trying to make a joke. Somebody's a horse face or something. What?
No.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's better.
He sounds good.
He's been here and there, wherever.
Sounds
good. Yeah, but
sounds
whatever.
Upright.
He sounds really good.
Zoe mentioned the BC loss in the game broadcast yesterday. You did. Yeah. Is that in the sound? Is that in the? Okay, good. I could talk about it then. Yeah. There was some player, former BC guy in the game.
Oh, Vrabel's kid. Landry got hurt.
Oh, right. And so I was like, yeah, speaking of BC, they had a rough night.
We were eating our barbecue with the heads here, and they had the game on there.
So hey, I don't think BC's got much to be ashamed of coming out of that game. They lost their quarterback in the first 5 minutes.
They hung early.
That other kid doesn't have much of a future playing quarterback that came into the game.
They didn't help him out.
Bowling ball?
Bowling ball. Yeah.
Is that his name?
No. Oh. That's what he looked like.
A bowling ball.
So why?
Like Alex Van Pelt.
Little muscle-built guy, short little muscle-built guy that can throw the ball a little bit, but just ran.
Why can't Clemson handle the blitz? What the hell's with that? That kid panics.
He's 18 years old.
Got a great arm, though. Oh, my God. Sunshine. Can Sunshine chuck that ball? But what was up with that? That was it. They were doomed. Good scouting job by BC. You only lost by 20, and you didn't even have a quarterback.
I'd blitz an 18-year-old kid all day. Let's go get him. That's one thing. Like they've Boston College has always been good with their fronts. Fronts are linemen. Line play, defensive linemen, offensive linemen.
Well, that kid number two, Zach Allen, he's going to be playing in the NFL. He looks really good. They said he models himself after J.J. Watt.
Moral victory Saturday night at the Heights.
Nice return, kid.
Moral
kid
victory.
Had a pretty good film.
I wanted him, you know me, I wanted them to get stomped, and they didn't.
Right.
Not even close. It was unfortunate. It wasn't a great game to watch, though, if you didn't have a rooting interest.
Right.
Crappy game.
The problem with so many of these college games.
Too many games that suck. You're right.
Did you see Michigan State, Ohio State?
I saw some of that.
Garbage.
Too many games that suck.
Oklahoma State was awesome.
Just, ugh.
Mike Gundy. You know what I care about? You want to think about Twitter, social media?
He kept doing his press conference last week. Gundy.
How was the game, though?
It was
48-47.
He went for two, missed it.
Miss something?
That's what happens now.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
It is fourth and inches in Tennessee to try to guard against the sneak. Brady under center, white behind
Jesus.
Him. An early movement. The Pats are going to face a fourth and long.
I ask you if this is worse than Detroit.
Offense number 61. 5-yard penalty. Fourth down.
This is 800 times worse than Detroit, this game, because of the point where you're at in the season. Early part of the season, sometimes you'll have a game like that on the road. You're not ready as a football team yet. You just ripped off six. You got the bye sitting there. You can't get out of your own way at times today.
so bad. When that penalty happened, you're like, just get on the bus and go home already. You don't want to show up and play today. Since no one's head is into this game. Like, just quit. Just walk off the field. Literally wave the towel, the white flag, and walk back to your locker room. If this is what you're going to do today.
That's mental. That's where they're so good. They're usually so good. Because you know he's telling them in the huddle. Here's a snap count. Hold it. Hold it. You know what we're going to do? 19 year, I've been doing this. Inflection, voice inflection. I'm going to try and draw their ass off. What do? We flinch. Can't wait to go. It's a freebie, man. Free play. You had a free play earlier in the game. Still didn't even take advantage of that one. They shot themselves in the foot all day long.
Yeah.
All day long.
They did. Paulie's in the truck. Paulie.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
How you think?
Yeah, it was a tough one. I know.
How you doing?
I was thinking, I was couldn't think of the life of me last night. I was thinking to myself, I said, when have we gone down to Tennessee and beaten that team? And I don't recall one time that we've gone into Tennessee and won.
I don't ever lose. Every single time we've gone there.
I believe the last time we lost to them was with Eddie George and company. I think they ran all over us in 2002.
Yeah. Brady threw a pick, I think, or something in that game.
Jimmy Schwartz was either the coordinator or the head coach for Tennessee back then, and they handed it to us then too. It's sort of a house of horror as far as like Denver. I remember in all the years of the Red Sox were doing well when I was growing up in the 60s and 70s, some good solid teams. And every time we went to Cleveland, no matter how bad the Indians were, which they were almost bad almost every year, they always gave us a hard time. There's certain places you go where, you know, you're just not ready to go. And it was kind of a circus when they get off the plane, I would imagine, seeing all those Patriots fans down. And they probably thought it had been fast forward and they've gone to the Super Bowl. But there was some terrible tackling to go along there. I mean, some guys were just whiffing. That last drive, 53, looked like he was hiding behind the defensive line, didn't want to hit. I know 52 whiffed on the 3-yard line. It was second and goal. And he had a gap as wide as a truck to drive through.
He walked right into the end zone. Gilmore came in from the side. He didn't want to hit him. Nobody wanted to hit. Like he walked in. I think I called it two-hand touch.
The Patriots had played before yesterday three games in Tennessee against the Titans. They were 2-1 in the previous three games.
Not so much a house of horse.
Now they're 2-2. In 2012, they won there 34-12. In 2006, they won 40-23. They lost in 2002, 24-7. That was their one loss at Tennessee prior to the loss yesterday. That was when Steve McNair was the quarterback. Steve McNair didn't even have a good game that day. Threw for 136 yards. Brady threw for 134 yards. That's not even possible in the NFL today. That's not possible, what you had happen in that one. December 16th, 2002, Patriots loss. It dropped them to 8-6. That was another lost year for the Patriots. 2000 and 2002, 2 years you'd like to just forget about. Let's go to Adam, who's in South Carolina. What's up, Adam?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Real quick, I'm hearing some rumblings. It's just kind of rumors right now about Jordy Nelson possibly wanting to retire just because the Raiders are pretty much garbage this year. Do you think that if he does retire or plans on it, this is something that the Patriots could possibly come in and get him for the rest of the season? Great receiver.
You don't get to retire and then leave the team you're on. That's not how that works. You don't just get to quit your team, retire, and then be a free agent. No, you would still be the property of the Oakland Raiders.
Maybe Antonio Brown could retire and then come here.
No, and again, are the guys you want to get, the guys who want to retire. No.
You have to fake an injury like Martellus Bennett, get released,
yes,
and then you get picked up by the team you want.
You got to cause an issue. You got to get cut.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do.
By the way, Stan Lee died, Beetle.
Oh, you're kidding me.
95 years old.
You're kidding me.
Yeah. How about that?
You know, I didn't know who he was until about 3-4 years ago, but you're now kidding. I'm all about him.
I'm with you, pal.
Really?
Yeah, I had no idea. Like, I'm not into that.
Oh, he's
scene.
Neither am I. But yeah. I mean, I recognize. I mean, the guy who invented Spider-Man and Iron Man. No, Batman is is Marvel. DC.
But since he's I had Marvel. No idea who Stan he was, and I felt like a total idiot for not knowing who he was, like my brother-in-law was all over my case when I was like, who's Stan Lee? I said it one day on Toucher and Rich, like probably 4 or 5 years ago.
I thought like when they were talking
and those guys killed me for it. And I'm like, gee, I guess I should know something about this guy.
There used to be a Disney little cartoon character, Stan Lee, that my kids used to watch back in the day. And when Fred and Rich were talking about this like 2 years ago.
You thought it was Stanley.
I thought it was Stanley. Like, what are you weirdos talking? Like, yeah, what are they doing now?
I don't know. Stan Lee.
I've never been a comic guy.
Marvel.
Never get into that.
Me neither.
Never been up my alley.
But the movies. I mean, without Stan
Lee. I like movies.
Like the Iron Man and Spider-Man movies. Those are good.
Yeah.
I mean.
I love Iron Man.
The first Iron Man and the first couple of Spider-Mans. Those are fantastic.
Well, he was 94. He lived a good life.
95.
Even better.
Yeah. Morton Downey Jr. is phenomenal in the Iron Man movies. He is phenomenal.
Morton Downey Jr.?
The guy, the...
Robert Downey Jr.
I'm sorry. Robert Downey Jr. Morton Downey Jr. is the
talk show host.
Oh, my God.
He's Chainsmoke. I think he's dead.
Just can move on.
It's all right.
Where do you want to move on to?
Talk calls. We're loaded.
Do we have time?
Yeah, let's do
we
one
have time
more.
For one more, Jim?
One more.
They've been hanging.
Okay, we're going to ask Zoe who to take. You know what? I think we should not do that. Let's do it in order of weight, because I see Donna in Malden, who's been hanging on for a long time.
Go to Donna.
Yes, this is Donna in Malden. One thing I don't understand is why Brady was taken out of that game.
You and Jim Louth agree on this. You both want to know. I think it was because the game was over, and they had no shot of winning.
Yeah, but I mean the other guy, I hope he don't think he's a replacement for
Hoyer. What do you think, Donna? Brady. Donna, based
well,
on
I'm
what
worried
you...
about that too, Donna, that Hoyer's going to let this go to his head now.
You a Pats fan, Donna?
Donna's not there because we have to get to today's takeaways now.
Damn it.
Yeah. Today's takeaways are coming up next, and it features the best of moments of yesterday's Patriots broadcast right here on 98.5 The
there
Sports Hub.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, let's do this. Takeaways.
Time for today's takeaways.
Today's takeaways.
Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life. It's a weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox.
What he said.
Yeah.
Hardy, what do we have?
All sound from the Patriots game yesterday.
That's
this
fun.
Is all Zolak and Sosie sound from the Pats Titans loss in Nashville.
By the way, I heard you've been doing some like little side work. Little vacuuming here and there. You got clean up.
I heard you were cleaning up the office last week.
I heard
week.
You...
Yeah.
Or how much you charge to come over the house, do some vacuuming?
What about it? I get to put on the Ghostbuster backpack and vacuum the studio. It needed to be done.
You know, Felger's been known to do that from time to time as well.
Garbage.
He's not afraid to
since Wednesday.
Get his hands dirty to clean things up.
Hit this, Mike.
Vacuuming is one of those chores I don't mind because you can look back on your work and say, I did that.
Since Wednesday.
This is freaking brutal.
Isn't it? Look at that.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Yeah.
I can't work
like this.
Look at Felger with his big boy haircut.
Hey, you got a little comb over going here, huh?
That's nice.
Looks good.
Got a haircut.
All cleaned up.
Looks good. Yeah. Get that colored?
Nah. Color not yet.
I think he's got
a touch. It looks good.
He hasn't had time for this.
It's a compliment,
shirt.
Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
It's a compliment.
He's wearing a new blouse.
Looks good. That's an old shirt.
Looks good.
What do you got?
All right, here we go.
What do you got?
This is from during the commercial break.
Chicago.
Who are these M&Ms with the milk jug?
That's Capello's. That's Capello's laugh.
No,
Patriots producer Mark Capello.
That was a goat.
What were you saying? Milk jug with what?
They had a race in the end zone. They had like, you know, like when we go down to Jillian's and they got the big bowling pin.
Yeah,
they had a milk jug. They had like a piece of bread. And they had like the M&M and a running. And they had the tape.
Oh, yeah, all the food groups.
Everybody else fell.
Milk, bread, M&Ms.
And the M&M won.
Chicago.
Who are these M&Ms with the milk jug?
Wait for it.
That's a bad day.
Oh, that's awesome.
Who's got the better laugh? Or Zolak answers with I like Capello's.
That's like a snowstorm in New England right there. Get all your supplies, milk, bread, M&Ms.
Good one, Beetle.
Alright, let's get the one with
moving
the
on. Sosie asked about the Titans uniforms. This is during the pregame. Zell's always up for some uniform talk.
What do they call the blue? Is that like Athenian blue? Like what are you calling?
Do you know what the names of those colors are?
Cerulean blue. You know what? I'm going to go with navy blue, which I know is a bit of a contradiction because I go with nautical blue for the past, but I only know that and only brought that to light on the radio because I read it in the media guide.
It's in the media guide. Yeah, it's
media
official.
Guide. Absolutely, yeah.
That's
so,
the official name.
You
of
know,
it.
I have to admit, I failed to do all my comprehensive research for this game because I'm going to go back to the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah. You're going to run over to the Titans radio booth now.
And I'm going to go ask Mike Keith how he describes the uniforms, but I would agree they've got the, you know, I guess I could call them Carolina blue pants or Columbia blue pants.
Pants.
Columbia. Pants.
Did you ever get an answer?
Yeah, we got an answer. Guess what they're called?
What?
Titan blue and Titan light blue.
I was going to say Titan.
Come on.
Blue. Yeah. Lame.
Tighten up.
Lame.
Tighten up.
Lame.
Tighten up.
All right. Pregame. Once again, Zoe asked about the field conditions. This is with Mark Bertrand, Chris Gasper in the pregame.
What's the track you said? What kind of grass we got there?
I'd say it's a bent fescue, sort of
a bent fescue.
That first hit of rough as you approach the green. It's not as tight as a green, but it's that next, you know, that next big layer.
Yeah. The frog hair.
Yeah, the one where you get out the tight lie. You kind of use a 7 if you're going to, you know, putt it.
A little longer than that, though, isn't it?
Yeah, a little longer. Not much. Right. Not much, pal. The field looked
it's
perfect.
It's a bent fescue.
Perfect in pregame, and it just got torn up during the game. I didn't see that coming.
All right, here's Bob Soucy. Just before the opening kickoff. So, again, is this on the air, Jim, or are you just rolling on him before the kickoff?
Nope, this is on the air.
On the air.
As he's about to kick off. Yep.
Professional broadcast.
All right, Zoe, thanks so much. It is a beautifully manicured field of natural grass here at Nissan's. Are you out there with scissors cutting each little
natural grass?
Clippers?
Grass. The grass is green.
Natural grass here at Nissan Stadium. The game time temperature 48 degrees. Slight wind out of the south southeast to 4 miles per hour. That's Barry Burbank.
48 degrees, not optimal for grass growing, but they still have a beautiful field of grass.
You know, this is why we have the weather before we hand it over to Soucy and Zoe.
You know what he does?
That's why we have Kevin LeManowitz come on and give us all the details.
I love watching him when he first gets to the stadium because he goes down right to the field. And he goes and he stands in the end zone. He does a 360, like, view. And he holds up his phone. And he's
doing the panoramic
Reese
photo?
Reese is there, like, 8 hours early. Like, God forbid Reese doesn't get the first picture of Brady getting off the bus. And then he's got to change his pants 5 times. So he tweets that out. Then Soucy tweets out the picture from the field. And then he bends over, grabs the grass blades, and throws them in the air to see which way the wind's blowing.
All right, so he's already covered the weather.
Slight wind out of the south-southeast to 4 miles per hour. And the Pats are in their road white jerseys with the navy blue numerals and navy blue pants, silver helmets, of course. Steven Gostkowski about to tee it off to our right. And while the Titans switch up their attire today, they're wearing the Titan navy blue shirts with the Carolina blue-like pants, silver and gray stripes on the pant legs and on the shoulders.
Awful.
Blue.
Wait, what happened to nautical blue?
I don't know.
Nautical blue.
What happened to Titan blue?
He threw him off his game with the question about the Titans uniforms.
I did. Mm. What happened there, dude? Mm.
And finally, both Bob Soucy and Scott Zolak, big fans of a certain family here.
We're in the Music City here in Nashville, Tennessee, 17-10. Titans have the lead over the Pats midway through the second quarter. A wonderful time last night at Martin's Barbecue, thanks to our bosses, friends, and colleagues from the Beasley Media Group, WKLB. Also, the guys from High Valley, Brad and Curtis Rempel. And Brad tells us his son is a huge Patriots fan here today.
To thank, our boss, Mary Mena, and the great sales staff, Mark Winship and his crew, and everybody who works hard for the Patriots Radio Network. We wouldn't be able to do what we did if it wasn't for them, but great meal last night.
What are you guys, accepting an award?
Probably best barbecue I've ever had.
And Kelly Pedroia and Jim Stouch.
Jim Stouch.
Ron Reneke.
You recommend it.
You like the chicken or you like the brisket?
I like all of it. Sausage was good, too. Brady.
I almost came in. It's true. We're on a live broadcast.
You said sausage.
I was going to do a sausage joke with a mayor, but like I wasn't feeling it.
So Capello's in there. Sausage was good too.
Nice sausage.
why are you laughing? The sausage was very good last night. Okay.
Wow. Felger, Maz are coming your way next. Big Jim Murray has returned from Nashville. He looks good.
Murray had himself a weekend, boy.
Looks like he needs a shower.
Looks like
I haven't been near, but I could just tell from seeing him that he smells.
Don't light a match near him.
Yeah.
They got two liver machines. They're going to bring him in and hook him up with Murray during the show. Just flush him out.
Yeah. All right. I'll be back when I'm off tomorrow, but you and Hardy will be at Gillette.
All right.
Enjoy that, okay?
Thank you.
Felger Mass coming your way next. Bye.
Can't wait to go.